She stepped off of the boat in Mobile, Alabama, sometime back in the 30s, from her home in deep Brazil. She had six legs and a stinger, fire in her eyes, and the ability to recreate herself a billion times. She didn't plan to come here to become chaotic, imported and exotic. She came against her will. She stalked the southern states from Florida to Texas and gained a reputation as the Queen Ant of the Hill. And they called her Queen Invicta, Fire Ant Invincible. Nothing here could stop her, predator or chemical. The horror stories then grew like Nutria and Kudzu. Nobody knew what to do to stop the fiery tide. And they sprayed the land with chlordane. They sprayed the land with heptachlor. Sprayed the land with Myrex, but the ant refused to die. Puzzled entomologist, chemist and biologist, bureaucrat apologist, still wondered what to do for climbing up the food chain. Came heptachlor and chlordane. Fire ants would remain, the chemicals would too. And they called her Queen Invicta, Fire Ant Invincible. Nothing here could stop her, predator or chemical. Pesticides persistent, created ants resistant, eliminated natural foes going about their business. The cure employed to hit them became worse than the symptom. The efforts to eradicate threatened the whole system. So they banned the searing spray and they banned the deadly dust before they bring the silent spring springing up on us. This much we can say: the ant is here to stay. The final bill of overkill is much too high to pay. And they call her Queen Invicta, Fire Ant Invincible. Nothing here could stop her, predator or chemical. Now you who live in cities, you who live in neighborhoods, fire ants, it's understood, may come and take their stand. The males that die in nuptials, the queens that come in multiples. The fire ant combustible is hard to understand. In backyards it's no picnic, but think before you panic. This isn't the Titanic. Don't give up the land to poison preparations, blind exterminations. Research the implications, analyze your goal. Reactions based on bedlam may only serve to spread them. To some extent accept them, search for safe control. And they call her Queen Invicta, Fire Ant Invincible. In our quest to stop her, let us first be sensible.